First name is Blair, BLAIR. First name Charlie, CHARLES. Date of birth 8/23/50. Date of visit 1/25/13. Referring physician Dr. Nightingale. This is a 62 years old right-handed gentleman with history of advanced prostate cancer, comma, recent excessive gain of weight, comma, bilateral hand and arm numbness, secondary to history of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period patient is referred here for evaluation with history of numbness, pins and needle, and dysesthesia in the right up middle lateral part of the thigh. Period where patient states that he had a sunburn over a year ago and seems to think that the symptoms are in the similar distribution, which could be related to his sunburn. However, seems unlikely scenario. Period, the symptoms are persistent. Period, no radiating pain. Upper part of the thigh is upper and medial part of the thigh is normal. Period, no rash or edema is noted. Period patient also has a history of heart attack in the past, cardiac bypass, history of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, bladder problem, prostate cancer, and emphysema. period past medication, aspirin, pravastatin, lisinopril, hydrochlor, thiazide, multi vitamin, fish oil, and has been started on a new chemotherapy and follows with Sloan Kettering Hospital on a regular basis. No reported allergy, family history, non-contributing social history. Patient is married, ex-smoker, social use of alcohol, works as a facility director, no history of any drug abuse. Period. On examination, vital blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 64, weight 210 pounds, fully alert, normal speech and language, good comprehension. Period, cranial normal pupils, except the muscle movement is intact, no facial asymmetry, neck is supple, no bruit. motor strength, good grip, both hands, normal strength, muscle mass, proximal and distal muscle, upper and lower extremities. Period, numbness in the median nerve distribution, more so in the right hand compared with left. Period, patient has left arm deformity from birth with some contracture and muscles atrophy. Period, neck is supple, no bruit. Motor strength in the lower extremity is normal. Period, sensory, there's a decreased area of sensation above the anterior lateral part of the thigh, up to the middle of the thigh on the lateral, outer lateral side, on the right side, period, the left side is normal, good muscle mass and strength, period, no rash or edema, reflexive, bilateral, symmetric, and physiologic, period, assessment. 62 years old gentleman with history of advanced prostatic cancer and is on chemotherapy in Sloan Kettering Hospital. Period. Patient has history of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and much worse symptoms in the right hand compared with left. Period. Patient has history of anterior lateral part of the thigh numbness on right side started more than 6 months ago, which is sensitive to touch, pins and needle, and burning sensation. Period. The clinical symptoms are suggestive of neuralgia peristaltica with an involvement of lateral cutaneous femoral nerve compression. Highly likely in the inguinal ligament, either secondary to inguinal ligament bend or excessive weight in his excessive weight gain, excessive abdominal weight gain, which can also compress the nerve under the inguinal ligament. Period. The other differential diagnosis include lateral the nerve injury due to wearing of tight clothing, tight belts, and often noted in heavy weightlifter, ballet dancer. Period. No other objective findings on the examination except mild, except numbness area in the thigh. Period. Clinical history is also suggestive of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Plan. I would give a trial of medication like Lyrica, often helpful, small dose, 50 milligram once a day, and slowly titrate depending on the symptom. Period for carpal tunnel syndrome, I would give a trial of cortisone injection in the right side to see if this will help the symptom until patient is reevaluated, and we'll discuss further options for either surgery, a non-invasive approach, depending on the severity of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Will reevaluate. Will also request for a nerve conduction study, both upper and lower extremity, to assess the severity of peripheral neuropathy in the lower extremities, as well as the carpal tunnel syndrome, and will discuss further treatment options. Regarding this period. The plan of management discussed with the patient, he understands and agrees with the plan. End of the patient. PC Dr. Nightingale.